This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1617, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. But on Fridays, it's basically all my commentary. Now, if you're wondering about me and my background and my credentials and why you might want to trust what I say when I respond to your questions, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. Next week, I'll go into more detail again about my background because it'll be the first Q&A of the month. But I'm going to spare you from all of that for now. So let's jump right in and hear today's audio question and start optimizing your life.
Hey, Dr. Neil, my name's Jacqueline, and I love listening to the Optimal family of podcasts. So thank you all for doing that. My question will be, is there a way for you to tighten loose skin after losing and gaining weight multiple times? So I've been yo-yoing and I've also had children. And being 38, I find that my skin is very loose in my midsection and my arms and even my thighs. So can you help?
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Jacqueline, and I'm so glad you find all of the podcasts in the OLD family so helpful. First, please know this is a very common question. Skin stretching or stretching of the skin is very normal, and it's something that happens to all of us as we age, regardless of our health history. Part of the reason for this is just sun exposure over time. Now, there are fixes for loose skin, but unfortunately, most of them have to be performed surgically. First, I'll explain why this happens. Our skin's elasticity is in part based on different types of proteins found within the skin. Collagen and elastin are just a couple of these proteins. So, as we get older, these fibers tend to naturally break down, which leads to the loss of elasticity. It's kind of like a rubber band. The more it's used and the older it gets, the less elasticity it will have. When it comes to post-pregnancy weight loss and loose skin, we often see this happening because large amounts of weight are gained and then lost within a relatively short period of time. Weight loss that's a bit more gradual allows the skin to shrink back down as the weight is lost. But with rapid weight loss, or like after pregnancy, the skin may not have enough time to catch up. Also, the longer the weight was kept on the body before the weight loss, the more likely the person will experience loose skin. I'll use a different analogy here. Imagine a typical rubber balloon, like the ones used during any kind of celebration. Have you ever added air to a brand new balloon, but quickly let the air back out? Notice when you let the air out how much force there is. It's that elasticity of that brand new balloon. It really hasn't changed all that much. But what happens to the balloon's elasticity after it's been inflated and stays inflated for days? When you let the air out, the balloon has pretty much lost all of its elasticity. Well, our skin behaves in a similar way. Since elasticity is dependent on proteins like collagen and elastin, yes, getting enough protein in the diet is important to help prevent this from happening. But in the Western world, getting enough protein in our diets is usually not the problem. Most health professionals agree that supplements, skin creams, and even exercise won't make a significant difference when it comes to skin elasticity. Here's why. When it comes to supplements, like let's say collagen supplements, it seems that supplementing with collagen doesn't seem to actually increase collagen levels in the skin where it's needed most. So even though we may be supplementing with collagen, the body doesn't necessarily send that collagen to the skin to make it more elastic. When it comes to skin creams, it turns out that the ingredients in these creams are often too large to actually be absorbed by the skin. Now, exercise. Exercise is a great habit to have, but even strength training may not make a difference when we're trying to tighten up loose skin. So where does this leave us? Well, it turns out the most effective way to remove excess skin is through cosmetic surgery. Now, there are many surgical options for removing loose skin. Some are more complicated than others, so it's best to discuss options with a medical doctor that specializes in these types of procedures. A great place to start is to talk to your primary care doctor, who can then refer you to someone. Usually, they'll refer you to either a dermatologist, who's a medical doctor that specializes in treating the skin, or a plastic surgeon. Now, I know this may not sound like the best news, but all is not lost. The good news is there are options available. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And thank you again so much, Jacqueline, for taking the time to send in your audio question. Now, if you want to submit a question to be answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com, or you can call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD, or submit your audio question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask. All right. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through, and I'll see you back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.